Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, Lord.
that I can be contagious. I can just be impact somebody. And when you think about that, that impact, that faith that you have, that genuine and heartfelt Christian, you know, to others, you will enjoy a life altering relationship with God. And that relationship will have an impact on others, perhaps a profound impact. It is important to remember that the work required to build and sustain your faith is an ongoing process. And when you think of it, the work of nourishing your faith can and should be a joyful work. When you think about the hours that you invest in Bible study, the hours you invest in prayer, the hour you invest in meditation and worship should be time of enrichment in your life and somebody else. And when I thought about it, you know, do you make your enthusiasm known to those around you? Or are you a silent ambassador for Christ? God's preference is clear. He intends that you stand before others and proclaim your faith. You know, does Christ reign over your life? Yes. Then share your testimony and your excitement. I know someone out there today having a testimony that they would like to share with somebody. The world needs both of them, your testimony and your excitement on having that contagious faith. You know, that seems to be a chilling fear of holy enthusiasm among the people of God nowadays. We try to tell how happy we are, but we remain so well controlled that there are very few waves of glory experienced in our midst. That means we got to have that contagious faith to be able to share with others, to let others know what God is doing in our life. You know, we have to have that power of faith. You know, the word of God say, have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. We're talking about having that contagious faith. You know, every life, including yours, it's a series of success and failure, celebration and disappointment, joy and sorrow. You know, every step of the way through every trial and tragedy, God will stand by your side and strengthen you. If you have faith in him, Jesus taught his disciples that if they had faith, they could move mountains. You can too. That contagious faith, you can move mountains. When you place your faith, your trust, indeed your life in the hand of Christ Jesus, you will be amazed at the marvelous things he can do with you, through you. So strengthen your faith through praise, through worship, through Bible study, and through prayer. And trust God's path. With him, all things, not something, but all things are possible. And he stands ready to open a world of possibilities to you if you have faith. So today we're talking about contagious faith, that faith that someone know what you've been going through and how you had faith. God brought you through it. You had the courage. You knew how to handle it because you had that contagious faith. And before you know it, that faith is rubbing on somebody else. That's right, having that contagious faith today, that someone else will notice what you have that they're going to be glad to get. You got to stand up for your faith. You know what? Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Think about it. Are you a person whose faith is obvious to your family and to the world, or are you a spiritual shrinking violet? Just think about that. God needs more people who are willing to stand up and be counted for him. You know, generous faith is never meant to be locked up in the heart of a believer. To the contrary, it is meant to be shared. And a person who wishes to share God's good news with the world should begin by sharing that message with friends and family members. Today, we're talking about having that contagious faith. You know, through every trial and tragedy, God will stand by your side and strengthen you. If you have faith in him, Jesus taught his disciple that if they had faith, they could move mountains. You too, and you can, and your family, if you have faith. Hope must be in the future tense. Faith, to be faith, must always be in the present tense. That means you need to have that faith, that work. You know, it's important to remember that the work required to build and sustain our faith is an ongoing process. You know, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Join a church where the members believe the Bible and know the Lord. Seek the fellowship of other Christians. Learn and be nurtured by God's word and his many promises. You know, conversion is not the end of your journey. It is only the beginning. Today we're talking about having that contagious faith. And if anyone would like to come on that's on this morning and talk about that faith, feel free to press 1 on your telephone at this time. You know, the work of nourishing your faith can and should be joyful. You know, the hour that you invest in Bible study, prayer, meditation, and worship should be the time of enrichment and celebration. And as you continue to build your life upon a foundation of faith, you will discover that the journey towards spiritual maturity lasts a lifetime. You know, as a child of God, you are never fully grown. Continue growing up every day of your life. And that is exactly what God wants you to do. We're talking about having that contagious faith today, where you will continue on growing. And you know, when you think about that, faith that move mountains. Don't you know, having that contagious faith, people will start seeing mountains being moved in their life? In the word of God in Mark 11 and 23 is saying, I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, go, fall into the sea. And if you have no doubt in your mind and believe that what you say will happen, God will do it for you. That's having that contagious faith. You know, because we live in a demanding world, all of us have mountains to climb and mountains to move. Move those mountains require faith. Are you a mountain mover whose faith is evidence for all to see? Hopefully so you are. You know, God needs more men and women who are willing to move mountains for his glory and for his kingdom. You know, God walks with you, ready and willing to strengthen you. Accept his strength today. And remember, Jesus taught his disciples that if they had faith, they could move mountains. You can too. So without no further ado, let's start moving those mountains that's in your life right now. Let's start having that contagious faith that can move those mountains. And that way others will see. They will believe and say, well, now, if he did it, she did it, so can I. I can have that contagious faith. And that's what we want you to have today. I want faith that moves mountains. And I know you are big God with big plans for this world and for me. Help me to dream big and be ready for a mountain-moving day. I've had to have contagious faith while I was going through. While I was down for the count, I had to keep my faith alive. I had to keep my faith that, yes, you are here. You're going to have patience. You're going to have that faith, that miracle-working faith, contagious faith, that you know without a shadow of a doubt the only person that can do it is God. So that means you got to don't give up. Stay humble. You know you got to sacrifice some things to have that contagious faith. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pushing. Keep moving. Keep saying, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Don't look at the bad situation or the disappointment. Say, I know if I have the faith as small as that mustard seed, I know I can have that contagious faith. And that's what I'm relying on, that contagious faith. I'm going to be faithful through it all. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to complain. But I'm going to have, when they see me, they're going to say, well, girl, what happened to you? I see you had that faith, as small as a mustard. Yeah, then I can tell them. I had that contagious faith. Don't you want that contagious faith in your life that will start moving mountains? Well, I'm going to play a little song while you're thinking about having that contagious faith in your life. Let's listen.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. You hear the change falling. So that means you can have that contagious faith. No matter what's going on, God is breaking them chains. He's loosing all that, but you still got your faith. You know, when you place your faith, your trust, indeed your life in the hand of Christ Jesus, you will be amazed at the marvelous things he can do with you and through you. So strengthen your faith through praise, through worship, through Bible study, and through prayer. Remember, you can have contagious faith. This is Overseer Sadie Elliott from Joy and Peace. Please stay tuned next week for another exciting topic that we'll be on. Thank you so much for stopping by the show today. And be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.